I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The European Union refugee deal with Turkey looks good on paper, but in practice, well, that's something else entirely. Most refugees caught entering Greece illegally will get sent back to Turkey. International Needs' Rodi Rodehaver says Turkey's already overcrowded. They're barely providing more than a holding area, so refugees aren't getting much help.
Our goal is to organize the local evangelical churches who are in the area where those camps are, to try to provide service.
Aside from meeting the basic needs, their teams have developed trust.
The families were really open to talk about how we could help them in the future, but also they were open to us praying with them and sharing some hope with them.
And in the past, reaching Muslims has sometimes been difficult, but with God, anything is possible. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers.
All over the Muslim world, Muslims are having dreams and visions of Jesus, and might rock your theology that God is doing these kinds of things. But I've heard firsthand eyewitness reports from Muslim background believers in Jesus who've had dreams of him.
But this is only happening to a fraction of the Muslim population.
Even though many Muslims have come to Jesus, still 8 out of 10 Muslims have never yet met a true believer. So this thing is really just getting started.
You can help introduce Muslims to Christ too. And if you don't know where to begin, start by saying, hello. Frontiers has a few more resources and tips to offer. We'll link you at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from the Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Get your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.